Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. The four remaining Republican GOP presidential candidates are brushing up on their Spanish as they prepare for another televised debate in Florida tonight. Polls show the frontrunners, Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney, locked in a dead heat, both courting Florida's influential Cuban-American population. Romney says he wants Castro off the planet. Gingrich has pledged to use every non-military tool to end Castro's regime. And Castro? Well, the 85-year-old Cuban dictator released a statement saying this year's Republican field is the greatest competition of idiocy and ignorance the world has ever seen. Miami Herald's political reporter Mark Caputo joins us on the line. And Mark, Castro weighing in there. And you have a pretty interesting fact in your piece that Miami-Dade's Cuban exile population accounts for just under three-quarters of the Republican vote in this largest county in the country's largest swing state. That's a lot.
Yeah, 72% of the registered Republicans in Miami-Dade are Hispanic. About 99% of them, and that's an estimate both from me and pollsters, are Cuban.
Well,
it's big.
And polls show that Gingrich is losing badly to Romney among these Cuban-American voters in Florida, and that might explain some of the attack ads he's put out. Yesterday, the Gingrich campaign was forced to withdraw one, though, because it labeled Romney anti-immigrant, and Florida Senator Marco Rubio objected to that. Let's just listen to a little of it in Spanish.
Él es el candidato más anti-inmigrante. Mitt Romney tendrá la fama, pero no tiene la sustancia para ser nuestro presidente.
Mitt Romney doesn't have the stuff to be president. And so Marco Rubio, who's being talked about as a potential vice president, told Gingrich take it off, and he did.
Yeah, well, you didn't quite tell him to take it off. He may as well have told him. Rubio kind of lowered the boom for Gingrich there. The problem that Rubio and other Republicans have is that they have a more conservative line on immigration, which Romney shares, and which Gingrich in large part shares. But when Gingrich comes out of the box and starts calling Romney anti-immigrant, he's technically calling most of his fellow Republicans that, and playing off of the conservative reservation.
Yeah, and what Marco Rubio did say is the truth is that neither of these men is anti-immigrant. Both are pro-legal immigration, and so there you have that. But former Florida Governor Jeb Bush also wrote an opinion piece in today's Washington Post advising the Republicans to sort of adjust their thinking on how they address the issue of immigration. He said, think of it as an economics issue, not just a border security issue. You know, where is Jeb Bush in all of this?
Well, Jeb is kind of making himself heard. Had he run in this election year, some of his initiatives as governor probably would have come back to haunt him. He had supported allowing undocumented or illegal immigrants to actually have driver's licenses. That's kind of anathema to those segments of the conservative movement, which think that that's sort of a magnet that you would provide to illegal immigrants. But he's always urged all along. He met his wife in Mexico. She's Mexican. He's urged all along to have a more careful, intelligent tone about the immigration debate, because one of the problems that you can have is a lot of these guys start talking about immigration and controlling the borders, and things can start to spin out of control, and there are those elements, probably extreme elements in the conservative movement, Republican Party, which can start to sound anti-Hispanic, and that's how you lose the Hispanic vote when people start thinking, it's not that you don't want illegal immigrants around. It's that you don't want people around who have vowels and Z's at the end of their name.
It's a perception. Well, then explain this, though, because as we said, Romney beats Gingrich in the polls when it comes to these Cuban-American voters, and he's had some pretty unpopular positions among Hispanics. He said he'd veto legislation that would give legal status to some young illegal immigrants who attend college. He opposes the DREAM Act, which provides these educational benefits to illegal immigrants. Gingrich, as the only Republican candidate who supports giving legal status to illegal immigrants who've lived in the U.S. for years. And he derides Mitt Romney for Mitt Romney's comments that, Hispanics might self-deport, if some of their if they were cut off from certain things like, some benefits. So what's the disconnect? Why isn't Gingrich making more traction with these Cuban Americans? Is it because, as exiles, they are maybe more conservative?
Well, that's part of it. Understand that Florida's Hispanic population or Latino population is different from the rest of the nation's. Our largest population here is Cuban American. Cubans have a special status in U.S. immigration law. They're essentially guaranteed a path to citizenship, that is, asylum, if they land in the United States. There are essentially no other groups that have that, but for a few exceptions here and there. So that's one thing. The other large immigrant group, or Hispanic group, I should say, in Florida are Puerto Ricans. They're U.S. citizens. So all of this hand-wringing, the concern over helping illegal immigrants or helping more immigrants get into this country is not shared by the major blocks of Hispanic voters, the two major blocks of Hispanic voters in Florida. So the immigration debate affects Florida's Hispanics on the whole differently.
Yeah. Well,
as for Gingrich mocking this idea of self-deportation, you know, a few months ago, his own spokesman described his plan as kind of revolving around self-deportation. And in 2010, in a Laura Ingraham radio show interview, she talked about self-deportation. He said he agreed with her. So his position is changing somewhat.
Well, this idea that there's two different kind of votes, and the minute we have Mark Caputo, take that wider, because Politico has an analysis of the Florida race as the Tea Party versus the Cocktail Party. Angry, less well-off, anti-Washington, conservative Floridians versus wealthy retirees. Just, do you feel that?
I think there are many elements of that are very true. So I think in great part. The other thing, though, there's a broader story, is that there's a lot of conservatives don't like Mitt Romney. This has been a theme all along, and we're seeing it again. So a lot of the folks who do like Mitt Romney do happen to be kind of these more establishment-type figures, so de facto it can start to look like establishment versus non-establishment. But certainly there are those elements of the Conservative Party that don't like Mitt Romney's positions on social issues as they've changed, gay marriage, abortion, et cetera, and even on immigration.
Well, as we constantly find out, Mark Caputo, these hard lines that we like to draw because they make for neat headlines do not always work. Mark Caputo, a politics reporter for the Miami Herald, ahead of tonight's debate in Florida and then, of course, next week's primary. Mark, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.